You're listening to Made Theory. This is a show where you'll learn the ups and downs of growing a business, the lefts and rights of marketing, and the ever-changing world of advertising. In large part, this show will cover the theory of how people made it. Let's
go! Here's a crazy story for you. On today's episode, we discuss Pablo Escobar's brother, Roberto, and how he started an e-commerce business for their holding company. Listen in.
So I think we should reach out to Escobar Inc. Seen them in the headlines recently.
I wanted one of those flamethrowers for sure.
Now there's a bit of a discretion going on between Elon Musk and the Escobar flamethrower.
I heard about it. Yep. So only in 2019 can Pablo Escobar's brother create a website and then threaten Elon Musk to sue him over the patent of the flamethrower?
I think so. So what I was reading is that they had been kind of, the idea of this flamethrower was about on the Escobar side. And then somebody from Musk's team picked it up. From the pictures online, it seems to be an exact copy. But as I'm thinking about it, it seems like a little bit schemey.
But does it even matter?
On Escobar's part. Right. So when you get into it, it's like, what a great little let's get everyone talking about whatever on both sides. It's great for Elon Musk and it's great for Escobar, you know.
It's good accidental or purposeful PR. I'm not sure. Do you think this was on purpose?
Yeah. So I think, you know, Escobar is going to continue to go ham, as they say, on Twitter. Well, wring everything they can out of it.
Right. But this is his brother, right? What's his name?
Right.
His brother. Do we know?
Last name Escobar. Roberto.
Roberto. Roberto. Was he in Narcos? Did he have a character in Narcos? Roberto Escobar? I don't know. So basically, Roberto Escobar is claiming that somebody from Elon's team went to Escobar's compound and...
For what, though?
Yeah, that's a... way bigger question. Why the hell?
What are you doing there?
Why was he at Escobar's compound and what was
Rocket
he doing there?
Rocket research or what?
They kind of breezed over that in the news. They were like, so he was there. We confirmed it. But so basically he saw the flamethrower. He thought it was cool. And then like within a couple of weeks, all of a sudden Elon Musk had a flamethrower for sale.
Yeah. I mean, it kind of makes a little bit of sense. I mean, that it could happen. It's hard to see, like, which one came first, because what I'm thinking is, you know, because right now the Elon Musk flamethrower and the Escobar flamethrower, they look exactly alike, color, design, everything.
They do.
So it makes me think that Musk, being the I make space rockets, blah, 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 can make this thing actually look cool and
without
great.
Copying somebody
else.
Yeah,
and then they, you know, see...
And if you look at the flamethrower online, I would say that it, I have a really hard time believing that an Escobar created the design of it. It looks like an Apple product.
Oh, right. It looks like a NASA product.
Yeah. So, but the bigger question is, have the governments prepared for this? Like, it's 2019 and we have a drug lord or the brother of a drug lord starting an e-commerce business. Is that something that is going to happen? Can that be?
I guess so. It's weird. So that's what I found shocking was like, what is this Escobar thing? And then I'm seeing Escobar Inc., which is their holding company. It's kind of crazy that exists.
Yeah, it's very crazy.
I would like to see the amusement park, to be honest. We'll travel down.
Where do you draw the line? I mean, they can do an e-commerce store. Why can't they do an amusement park? And I just wonder with this publicity if that website's going to get shut down. I would imagine. I don't know what the holding company is really holding. I thought the United States seized most of the assets of Pablo Escobar. I guess not.
It kind of seems a little bit unplanned because the only thing they have on their website that's represented is the flamethrower. So that's the only thing that they're quote unquote holding. I don't know.
I think the conclusion is that they probably made up that somebody from Elon Musk's team went to the Escobar compound. Otherwise, that's a whole new story we need to look into. If they did make that up, they did it for attention so they could bring attention to this website. Chris, did you find out when the domain was purchased?
I didn't find out when the domain was purchased. Something interesting, Roberto has served time already. escaping once and then surrendering to police a year later. Looks like he founded Escobar Inc. in 2014. He also sent a letter to Netflix demanding $1 billion for unauthorized use of the Escobar family story in the series Narcos.
Do you have a follow-up of what happened to that? I'm curious to what Netflix did with that letter. I have a strong idea of what they did with it, but...
Yeah, because, I mean, what court are you going to go to? It's eventually going to be the U.S. courts, right?
Well, I think they could bring a lawsuit in, what is it, Colombia?
Oh, okay.
I think, I mean, right?
Yeah.
I'm not a legal professional, but most countries you can bring a lawsuit in your own country. I think it depends on the legal system there. But I feel like even the courts in Colombia would be like, no, we're not going to entertain this because there's no way that... The boring company owned by Elon Musk is going to fly down to Colombia to defend itself in this crazy, frivolous lawsuit. They're not going to care. They're not going to be able to do anything about it. I'm pretty sure the United States would prevent, even if they won the lawsuit, I don't think the United States would allow the U.S.-based company, the boring company, to pay the Escobars anything because they're seizing all their money.
I think this is a publicity stunt by the Escobar side, and I think Elon Musk's going to run with it, and he's going to name, like, his next space shuttle, like, the Escobar, and just really grind it in.
That would be cool. I think I found out. So the domain was purchased in 2015, EscobarInc.com.
It's right around then, you know. It's like a year or two old. It seems, you know, I love the full circle that the story comes in because they're saying the Escobars... The flamethrower was their idea because they had to burn so much cash that they needed a tool to, like, help them burn cash. And then here they are trying to sue everybody to get cash back. It's like, why didn't you just not burn it, my guy?
Only form of cash back. So the Boring Company's domain was created in 2012, 3 years before the Escobar. But that's just the website. That's not the actual flamethrower creation. Now... We could do some digging and do another show on this at another point in time and find out by looking at the internet time machine if the flamethrower was on. We could see whose website it was actually on first. I have a feeling it's Elon Musk and this whole thing's a bunch of bullshit. But
it's the Wild West, man.
PR works. Thank you for listening to Made Theory. Go ahead and follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Made Theory Show.